我今天要跟大家讲的这个题目呢，是灵敏晋升三阶段的第二讲，努力面前。
And the topic that I will be sharing with everyone is the second stage of the three stages of spiritual advancement.
讲的是顺服。
And it's regarding obedience.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，感谢和赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
由于你的爱和圣灵的带领。
Because of your love and your guiding from the Holy Spirit.
让我们今天能够来到你的圣殿来敬拜你。
So that we can come before you to worship you.
主啊，我们感谢和赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
你成就了我们。
Because you saved us.
我们也感谢你。
We thank you.
你还要再栽培我们。
And you're also molding us.
主啊，求你今天赐下话语来。
May you give us your word this morning.
也求主圣灵来感动我们。
And may your spirit move us.
让说的和听的都同感一灵。
So that those that are receiving and the preacher that is giving the message will be in one spirit.
能够领会你的心意。
So that we can understand your heart.
也能够把你的心意能够行出来。
And that we can live out the will, your will and your heart.
让你能够得到满足
，so that you will be pleased，
而且我们自己能够得到造就
，and that we can be edified，
你的名得高举
，and that your name may be lifted high。
我们这样的祷告祈求不配，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name， Amen。
好，我们大家来一起来念这段经文，请你来念。
Let us read this passage together。Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
刚才我们念的这段经文
The passage that we just read
是讲的运动员进入那个比赛那个场地的一个三个阶段。
It's talking about the three stages once an athlete enters into an arena to compete.
第一个阶段是入场。
And the first stage is admission.
第二个阶段是比赛。
And the second is the race.
第三是得奖。
And the third is winning.
保罗告诉我，我们的人生也是这样。
Paul tells us our life is the same way.
我们有起点。
We have a starting point.
我们有过程。
We have a process.
我们有终点。
And we have an end point.
上一次呢，我讲了，第一讲就是我们要忘记背后，这是属灵战争的起点。
And last time I shared with y'all that we need to forget the past, and that is the starting point of our spiritual warfare.
无论我们过去，我们得到怎样的成绩。和遇到怎样的失败，还有过去我们得罪过的人的地方，或者是别人得罪我们的地方，我们都要忘记。
No matter if we've succeeded or have failed, or if we've offended people in the past, or were hurt others, or others have hurt us, we need to forget and let go of the past.
因为这些东西呢，在我们身上会产生一些消极的。作用会阻碍我们前进。
Because this will have a negative effect on our life and hold us back in life.
今天呢，我跟大家 啊，来分享一下这个第二个阶段，努力面前。
And I'd like to share with you the second stage of our spiritual advancement, and that is to strive forward.
我们先看第一方面，努力面前。
And let us look at the first aspect of this, and that is the hard work in front of us, the effort.
什么是努力呢？
What does it mean to strain, to work hard?
在这个圣经原文当中呢，它是讲的是在一个罗马，在罗马那个竞技场地里头。
And in the original text, it's stating that it's the spirit that you're in when you're about to enter into the Roman Colosseum.
这些运动员呢，他们是全神贯注、尽力的比赛的精神。
And the athletes all have the mindset and the attitude to enter into a race.
面前。
And before them or in front of them.
保罗把这场比赛呢，他把它扩展到我们一生的各样的属灵的征战。
And Paul uses this sporting contest and extends it into the spiritual warfare that is within our lives and what we go through in our lives.
它扩展到我们所面对的环境中的人事物。
And it extends to the people, to the things, and to the things in our environment.
起点、过程和终点。
So the starting point and the process and the end point.
人的出生的时候是我们人生的起点。
When we're born, our birth is the starting point.
我们人死亡的时候是我们的终点。
And when we die, that is our end point.
这两者之间是我们的人生的过程。
And in between those points is the process of our life.
灵命晋升也是如此，信主时候是起点。
And it is the same with our spiritual life. When we first believed in the Lord, that is our starting point.
面见主的时候是终点。
And meeting the Lord face to face is the end point.
两者之间就是我们灵命增长的过程，也称为成圣的过程。
And between these two points is the process of our spiritual growth, or also known as the process of sanctification.
我想问问大家，
过程， I'd like to ask you,
过程和结果相比，哪一个比较重要？
Which is more important, the process or the result?
有没有答案？
Do you have an answer?
啊？你讲什么？呀、这个问题呢有争论的，我们今天不去谈。
And many people have different opinions.
但是作为我们基督教来讲，我们的信仰是什么呢？那是从属灵的角度来讲，过程。比结果更重要。
But for us as Christians, from a spiritual point of view, the process is more important than the result.
只有重视过程，认真做好每一件事，重视每一个环节，才会有一个好的结果。
Because only by paying attention to the process, doing everything well and paying attention to every link would bring about a good result.
没有过程的因。就不会有结果的果。
Because without the cause of the process, there will be no fruit of the result.
爱因斯坦，他小的时候他得了一个病。
Einstein had a illness when he was young.
他得了叫痴呆症。
He suffered from dementia.
他经过长期的努力，终于他到达了自己智慧的顶峰。
And it's only after a long period of effort and hard work did he finally reach the peak of his intelligence.
爱因斯坦的事例告诉我们，过程决定结果。
So the example that we learned from Einstein is it tells us that the process
决定成败
determines the result, success or failure.
我们看第二方面。
Let's look at the second aspect.
努力面前是为了什么？
Well, what is the purpose of straining forward to what lies ahead?
我们看看世人他们是在追求什么的。
Let us look at the perspective of the world. What are they straining forward towards?
清朝有个乾隆皇帝，他在视察江南的时候呢，在镇江金山市，他就问那一个高僧。
There was an emperor from the Qing Dynasty, Emperor Qianlong, who inspected a place or a province in Jiangnan, and he asked an eminent monk at the Jing San Temple in Zhejiang.
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 Zhejiang. 他就问他，长江中啊，这个船只是来来往往，这么繁华。
And he asked this question to that monk. He says, the boats in the Yangtze River come and go. It is so prosperous.
一天到底有多少船经过这儿？
How many boats cross this Yangtze River?
这个高僧就回答说，只有两条船。
And the monk replied, there's only two types of boats.
乾隆就问他，怎么就会有两条船呢？
And the emperor asked, how can it be possible that there's only two boats?
高僧就说，一条船呢是为了名，一条船是为了利。
And that monk replies, well, one is for fame, and the other one is for profit.
整个长江之中来往的这些船只无非就是这两条船。
And throughout the whole Yangtze River, there is nothing but these two types of boats.
世人就是为了自身的利益而奔波终身。
And people in the world run their lives for their own interests.
我们看看基督徒，我们是为了什么？
Now let's look at the Christians. What are they striving for?
我们先看看刚刚决志信主的人为什么要信主。
Well, we can take a look at the Christians that first believe in the Lord. Why did they believe in the Lord?
我们今天在座的信主的，我们当时信主的时候是为了什么呢？
For all those of us Christians here, when we first believed in the Lord, what was the reason?
我们每个人的背景不同，经历不同，感受不同，我们信主的动机也不同。
So,All of us have different backgrounds, experiences, feelings, and motivations. And our purpose for believing in God and receiving Jesus is different as well.
但是我们在座的有一个共同的一个地方。
But we share one similarity.
那共同的地方就是说，我们在信主的时候，我们并没有完全明白信主的意义是什么。
One similarity that we share is that when we first believed in Jesus and or became a Christian, we didn't fully understand the meaning of believing in the Lord.
我们当中哪一个人认为我们信主的时候我们完全明白的？
How many of you can admit that when you first believed in the Lord, you fully understood the reason?
有没有？
The purpose.
有没有？
Is there any one of you?
有的话请举个手。
If you have, please raise your hand.
但是我们虽然不完全明白，但是我们信主了。
Even though we didn't fully understand, but we've decided to believe.
为什么？
Why?
这是神的恩典。
Because it is the grace of God.
神拣选了我们。
God has chosen us.
信主的人就是为了得到什么？得到救恩。
Because those thatBelieve will receive salvation.
这个跟世人是不一样的。
That is different from the people of the world.
我们决志以后，我们信主人应该得什么呢？
Well, what should people get after they decide to believe in the Lord?
今天我们在做信主的人。
Today, all of us that have believed in the Lord,
都是处在属灵的第二阶段。
We're all in the second stage of the spiritual advancement.
就是灵命晋升的阶段，也是成圣的阶段。
That is a spiritual advancement or in the process of sanctification.
2周前, 范长老讲了一篇道,
2 weeks ago, Pastor James gave a message,
谈到了成圣,
and he spoke on the topic of sanctification.
谈得很好,
and he spoke very well,
谈得也很全面,
and it was complete.
我就不重复了,
so I won't repeat it.
我们为什么要成圣?
Why should we be sanctified?
成圣是什么?
What is sanctification?
成圣就是圣洁。
Sanctification is holy, becoming holy.
那么我们做到什么程度才算圣洁呢?
So to what extent can we become holy?
我们来看一些经文。
Let us look at a passage.
我们大家一起来念。
Let us read together from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
我活着就是基督, 我死了就有益处。 活着是什么意思?
What does it mean to be alive?
活着就是我们现在每个人现在在的这个成圣的这个阶段。
To be alive means that for all of us that believe, we're in the stage of sanctification.
你是基督, 活着就是基督是什么意思?
You are Christ. What does that mean?
就是说你有了主耶稣成圣的生命, 性格, 品质, 以基督的心为心, 这样你就成圣了。
Which means that you have the sanctified life, character, and quality of the Lord Christ, and you have the heart of Christ.
活着就是基督, 就是我们成圣了。
And to be alive, that means we're in the stage of sanctification.
我们这样的话, 我们就可以以基督舍己的榜样来侍奉人, 来侍奉神, 我们可以传福音。
So that then we will be able to serve God and serve people and spread the gospel with the example of Christ's self-sacrifice.
我们在这个阶段, 我们是要得什么呢?
Well, in this stage, what are we to receive?
我们信基督不是要得东西, 是要得基督, 是要成为基督, 是要得到基督成圣的生命和生活。
We believe in Christ not to gain things, but to gain Christ and to become Christ. We gain the sanctified life and life of Christ.
阿们吗?
You amen?
我们信基督不是要物质, 我们就是要得基督。
When we believe in Christ, we are not to obtain or gain material things, but it is to gain Christ and to become like Christ.
属灵上的晋升或者是成圣, 也当像赛跑的人一样, 要尽一生的力量努力才能得着, 这就是我们信主人在属灵第二阶段努力面前所要得到的。
So spiritual advancement or the sanctification process can only be obtained by working hard one's life, just like a runner in a race.
我们再看第三方面。
Let's look at the third aspect, the motivation for straining forward to what lies ahead.
我们努力的动力是什么?
What is the motivation for us straining forward?
成圣难不难?
Is it hard to be holy?
成圣难不难? 难啊。
Is it hard?
有没有讲容易的?
Does anyone say that it's easy?
难。
It's
那怎么办呢?
Difficult. Then what should we do?
怎么办? 神有办法。
God has a way.
依靠圣灵。
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们大家来念两段经文。
Let us read a couple of passages.
我们大家一道来念。
Not by might, nor by power,
不是依靠能力,
but by my spirit,
而是依靠我的灵。 这是万军之耶和华说的。 大家一起念。 可是圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必领受能力，并且要在撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证人。神要借着圣灵赐给我们能力，这样我们就不用用一己之力去执行使命了。我们有了圣灵，什么事对我们来说都应该不难。
God wants to empower us through the Holy Spirit so that we don't have to rely on our own strength to carry out the mission.
Amen.
When we have the Holy Spirit, nothing should be difficult.
成圣难不难？
So is it hard or difficult to be holy?
有了圣灵就不难了。
When you have the Holy Spirit, it's not difficult.
但是实际上我们感到难。
But actually, we do find it difficult.
对于我们基督徒来说，认识、相信神并不难。
For us as believers, to know and believe in God is not difficult.
我们有主日的讲道。
Because we have Sunday sermons.
有主日学
Sunday schools,
有查经班
Bible study classes,
各种团契
various fellowships,
还有圣经
and the Bible.
我们能够清楚明白神的旨意
all of which clearly proclaim God's will.
但是基督徒最难的是什么
But what is the most difficult for Christians?
就是知道了神的旨意却行不出来
is knowing God's will but not being able to do it
这种人不在少数
there's not such few people
我们常常讲什么是神的旨意
we often talk about well what is God's will
圣经上面写得很清楚
well it's clearly revealed in the Bible
而且我们大家也都清楚
and we all know
但是我们最大的问题是行不出来。
But our problem is not being able to live it out.
二十世纪这个基督教最多产的基督教学者和作家 Lewis 提出了一个深刻的问题。
In the 20th century, there's a famous Christian scholar called C.S. Lewis, and he raised a profound question.
他怎么讲？在你问自己是否相信神之前，先心问一下自己，今日有没有做一件神吩咐的事，或有什么事因主叫你不要做而没有做的呢
？And he asked, before you ask yourself whether you believe in God, please ask yourself, have you done something that God commanded you today, or have you not done something because the Lord told you not to do it?
当我们说自己是相信神的时候，但是神的命令我却不听，如何能说我们是相信呢？如果我们在行为上没有顺服主所吩咐的事情，就说我们信主有意义吗
？So when we say we believe in God, but we don't listen to God's orders, how can we say we believe? Is it meaningful to say that we believe in the Lord?If we do not obey what the Lord has commanded in our behavior?
问题出在什么地方
well, where's the problem?
人最大的问题是什么
What is the biggest problem for people?
人最大的问题
The biggest problem for people
是什么大家呢有没有答案
Do you have an answer for people?
Good. Good, good. You God.
Obeying
God. 他讲的说是顺服。
That is correct. It's obedience.
我们人最大的问题是顺服。
The biggest problem is obedience.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那么我们基督徒最大的问题是什么
Well, what's the biggest problem for us as Christians?
我们基督徒最大的问题是什么
？What's the biggest problem for us as Christians？
刚才是人的问题。
That was earlier was a problem for man.
那基督徒最大的问题是什么
？Well, what's the biggest problem for Christians？
我告诉你，也是顺服。
Similarly, it's also to obey God.
我们基督徒应该顺服什么？
What should we obey as Christians?
顺服神。
Obey God.
顺服真理。
Obey His word, the truth.
顺服圣灵的引导。
And obey, the, submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
为什么我信心和顺服是基督徒生活的基础，真正的信心导致顺服，而顺服是我们信心的证明。仅仅承认我们对神的信仰是不够的，我们还必须通过服从他的命令来证明我们的信念。
Faith and obedience are the foundations of the Christian life. True faith leads to obedience, and obedience is the proof of our faith. It is not enough to profess our faith in God, we must also demonstrate our faith by obeying His commands.
信而顺服是我们努力面前的动力，也是解决各种难处挑战得到成果的保证。
And faith and obedience are the driving force behind our efforts, and also the guarantee for solving various difficulties and challenges and obtaining results.
为什么我们不能顺服？
Why can't people obey?
我们为什么不能顺服？
Why is it hard for us to obey?
我们看看保罗他自己是怎么体会的。
Let us look at Paul's thoughts about this.
按照我们里面，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
按照我们里面的人来说，我是喜欢神的律，但我发觉自己中另有一个律，和我心中的律战，我去服从自己的罪律，我这个人真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这使我死亡的身体呢？我们再来看一节，因为肉体的私欲和圣灵敌对，圣灵也和肉体敌对，这两样
So that you are not to do whatever you want.
我问一下大家啊。
Let us ask you.
我们信主的人，我们有没有圣灵啊？
Well, those that believe, do we have the Holy Spirit?
有没有啊？
Yes or no?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord, we do.
我们每个基督徒，我们心当中有两个律，一个是我们的肉欲，一个是我们的圣灵。
We have two things that are in conflict with each other inside of us. One is the desires of the flesh, and the other is the spirit.
这两个律在征战。
And these two laws are in conflict or in war with each other.
你觉得是顺服肉体容易呢，还是顺服圣灵容易？
So is it easier to follow the desires of the flesh or the desires of the spirit?
哪个容易啊？
Which is easier?
啊？讲对了。
Correct, it's the flesh.
这个肉体非常强大。
The flesh is strong.
连那个保罗他都认为我真是苦啊。
Even Paul admits that he's such a wretched man.
保罗在这个心当中这两个律在他当中也在征战，他感觉到能够顺服圣灵是感到好苦啊。
Even to Paul, within him, he has the conflict between these two laws, and he's shouting and proclaiming that he's a wretched man.
保罗都感到苦，我们感到苦吗？苦不苦啊？
Even Paul himself thought it was difficult.
顺服神是很难的。
Obedience to God is difficult.
我们再来看看主耶稣的经历。
Well, let's look at the experience of our Lord Jesus.
我们请你来念英文。
Let us read together. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will.
这是耶稣在上十字架前的祷告。
This is a prayer of Jesus before going to the cross.
这个祷告充分地表达了人性中的软弱和挣扎。
And this prayer fully expresses the weakness and struggle in human nature.
主耶稣是神，也是人。
Our Lord Jesus is both God and man.
不愿意经历痛苦，这是人性中最真实的感受。
And not willing to experience pain is the most real feeling in human nature.
我们来看一下这，我的心灵痛苦的快要死了。
Let's look at this verse. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
这说明什么？
What does this say?
心灵痛苦，他痛苦什么？主耶稣心里痛苦什么？
What is he sorrow for? What does he have sorrow for?
他要上十字架，他感到痛苦。
Because he needs to go to the cross.
这是表现人性的软弱。
That is revealing the weakness of human nature.
我们再看一节经文，求你使我使这杯离开我。
And verse 39, may this cup be taken from me.
这个杯是什么？就是让我不要上十字架。
And this cup, what does that cup represent? The cup is going up to the cross.
这表现人性的软弱。
That reveals the weakness of human nature.
有一位天使从天上显现，加给他力量。耶稣非常伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗如大雪滴滴在地上。
An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
耶稣那个时候，他非常的伤痛。
At that time, Jesus was in anguish.
他没有力量了。
He is lacking in strength.
这个时候，有一个天使加给他力量。
And at this time, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
这个天使是谁啊？
Now, who is this angel?
这个天使就是圣灵。
And this angel is the Holy Spirit.
你想想看，圣子向圣父在祷告的时候，他都感到没有能力。这个时候呢，要圣灵加入进来，三位的一体在一起祷告，他才有力量。
So here you can see that God the Son is praying to God the Father to take the cup away from him. Even he did not have the strength. So he relied on the Holy Spirit to give him strength. And here you see the Trinity working together to give Jesus strength.
这节经文也说明了人性的软弱。
This also reveals the weakness of human nature.
主耶稣是神，也是人。
Our Lord Jesus is fully God and fully man.
他有人性。
He has human nature.
人性是有软弱的。
And because he has human nature, human nature comes with weakness.
可见主耶稣顺服也是不容易的。
So that means Jesus would have found it difficult to obey as well.
主耶稣是怎么样顺服的呢？
Well, how did Lord Jesus obey?
刚才我们看到了主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
Well, we just saw Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在这个天人之战的时候，主耶稣是通过三位一体的祷告。
And during the spiritual warfare, this was he prayed together with in the Trinity.
他通过祷告，他亲密了神。
And through prayer, he drew near to God.
主耶稣祷告了三次。
And he prayed three times.
每次大概一个小时。
And each time it was about an hour long.
他大概这个时候有三个小时。
So it's about 3 hours in length.
通过这个祷告以后，他就明白了神的旨意。
Through this prayer and intimacy with God, he understood the will of God.
更加明白了神的旨意。
Or understood God's will more deeply.
而且呢，能够通过祷告当中得到顺服的能力。
And through this prayer, he was able to have the strength to obey and the ability to obey.
光光靠祷告就能解决问题吗？
Well, can you solve the problem just by prayer?
弟兄姐妹啊，今天我跟大家提提，是不是光光单纯祷告就能够解决我们的问题啊？
So, dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you, is it just through prayer, can we solve our problem just merely by praying?
我们大家一起来念这段经文。
Let us read this together.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这句话应该怎么翻译啊？
就是，
当你自己心甘情愿卑微自己，你就会自动地变成顺服。你卑微自己的行为，就是存心顺服。
When you are willing to humble yourself, you will automatically become obedient. Your behavior of humbling yourself is intentional obedience.
顺服要有两个因素。
Obedience has two aspects.
要神的主权。
God's sovereignty.
要我们人的责任。
And man's responsibility.
在这个地方是主耶稣他要承担他的责任的。
And here, our Lord Jesus needs to be accountable for his responsibility.
神差派主耶稣到这个世上来，他要承担这个责任的。
God sent Jesus to this earth, so he needs to fulfill this responsibility.
我们怎么样才能顺服呢？
How can we obey?
我们刚才看到保罗了，也看到主耶稣了。
So we looked at two examples. One is of Paul, and the other one is our Lord Jesus.
我们怎么样才能够顺服？
How can we obey?
我们要以主耶稣为榜样。
We need to take our Lord Jesus as an example.
基督的顺服和我们的顺服其性质应该是一样的，他是人，和我们一样渴望存留生命，在人的身体中，耶稣实现了顺服，主耶稣给我们做出了榜样。
Christ's obedience should be of the same nature as ours. He was human with the same desire to preserve life as we do. In a human body, Christ accomplished obedience, and the Lord Christ set an example for us.
主耶稣是在人性当中来顺服的。
Our Lord Jesus obeyed in the human body.
神能，主耶稣能做到，我们也应该能够做到。
So if Jesus can achieve that and accomplish that, we should be able to accomplish that as well.
主耶稣是我们的榜样。
Because he set an example for us.
自己卑微。
Humble yourself.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
祷告是神的主权。
Prayer is an aspect of God's sovereignty.
神通过祷告给我们力量。
And through prayer, God gives us strength.
但是我们基督徒的责任是什么呢？
But what is our responsibility as Christians?
自己卑微。
That is to humble ourselves.
我们要承担我们的责任。
We need to fulfill our responsibility.
我们的顺服不仅仅是情感的，同时也是理智的。
So our obedience is not only emotional, but rational at the same time.
要靠神的，要靠神的主权和人的责任，我们才能做到。两者缺一不可，我们要在自己的责任上要下功夫。
It can only be achieved by God's sovereignty and human responsibility, and both are not separable, and we must put our effort and fulfill our own responsibilities.
自己卑微与存心顺服是分不开的，我们自己卑微的程度有多少，就 存心顺服的程度也有多少。
So to humble yourself and the intentional and intentional obedience are inseparable. The degree to which we humble ourselves is the degree to which we are obedient in heart.
这句话我希望大家能够记住。
Please remember this.
我们的卑微跟我们的顺服是分不开的。
Being humbling yourself in intentional obedience is inseparable.
像情感的顺服。
So let's talk about emotional obedience.
以弗所书五章二十一节到六章九节这段经文谈到了人的主要的情感的关系，谈到了夫妻，谈到了父子和主仆之间的关系。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 to chapter 6 verse 9, it talks about the main emotional relationship of people, the relationship between husband and wife, father and son, and master and servant.
我想问问在座的夫妻之间的关系是不是好啊？
So I'd like to ask you, is the relationship between you and your spouse, is it on good standing?
好不好？
Do you have a good relationship?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes good.
Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it's not good.
Sometimes it's not good.
Agree?
Do you agree?
Yes. 说 yes 的这个人关系一定好。
The one that admitted yes must have a good relationship.
人顺服神的话，夫妻关系、父母与子女的关系、老板与雇员的关系相处的就好，反之关系就会出问题。
So when people obey God's word, the relationship between husband and wife, parent and child, a boss and an employee will naturally be good. Otherwise, there will be problems in the relationship.
情感的顺服是表现在你能否自己卑微。
An emotional submission is manifested in your ability to humble yourself.
当你感到你自己什么都懂，
When you think that you know everything,
你认为你什么都对，
And you're always right,
你呢自己做错呢也是有情可原的。
And if you make a mistake,it's understandable.
这种人，你的关系一定不好，人际关系一定不好。
If you're this type of person, you must have lousy relationships with others.
你老是在高高在上。
Because you're always higher than everyone else.
关系一定不好。
You must not have a good relationship.
如果我们学习耶稣，
But if we learn from our Lord Jesus,
耶稣跟天父是同等的。
Our Lord Jesus and God the Father are equals.
他把他谦卑到人，谦卑到奴仆。
And he humbled himself to come in the flesh in human form and as a servant.
那么他看人就能够看到人的长处。
So then he can see the strengths of others.
即使他犯了错误，你也会看到他的优点。
Even if you see their mistakes, you would also see their strengths.
你的人际关系一定会好。
And you'll have a good relationship with others.
中国孔子说了一句话，叫“三人行，必有我师”。
And Confucius once said,When three are walking together, I am sure to find teachers among them.
这句话说的对不对啊？
Is it right when he said this?
对不对啊？对。
It's correct.
按照这个话来说，今天在座的有三分之一的是我的老师。
So using this word, here today, there's a third of you that are my teachers.
也就是说，三分之一的人是你的老师。
Or you can say a third of everyone here is your teacher.
谦卑不谦卑啊？
Are you humble enough to
谦卑吧？ 我们再来看一节经文。
Let's look at another passage.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
只要谦卑。
But in humility, count others more significant than
yourself. 这个别人是指的谁啊？
Who's others?
讲的谁啊？
Who are the others?
All of us.
All of us.
是每一个人。按照这个圣经来说，今天在座的每个人都是我的老师，也就是说每个人也都是你的老师。
So according to this passage, everyone's your teacher, and everyone's my teacher.
我们基督教是最讲谦卑的。
And Christianity focuses on being humble.
我们大家看理性的顺服，我们再看一段经文。
Now let's look at rational obedience.
好，请你来念英文。
Hebrews 13:17, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you.
我们世人顺服。这个世上的这个权威呢，是因为他惧怕法律的制裁。
So those of us that submit to authority is because they fear the law of the land.
我们基督徒顺服掌权的呢，乃是由于我们敬畏神。
But for us as Christians, we obey the authority because we fear God.
因为权柄都是出于神的许可和安排。
Because authority comes from the sovereign permission and arrangement of God.
我们在不违背圣经的原则的基础上，基督徒需要有理智的来顺服执政所设立的法律，对执政者要尊敬。
So on the basis of not violating the principles of the Bible, Christians need to rationally obey the laws established by the rulers and respect.
这是我们理性的顺服。
That is our rational obedience.
我们对教会的牧者，对教会的领袖，我们应该怎么样呢？我们要顺服教会的领袖，是出于对神的敬畏。
So in the church, how are we to treat our leaders? We are to submit to the leaders of the church out of respect and love.
教会领袖是神所拣选与任用的，我们为着表示尊重为大，我们应该要顺服他，使他们为主的工作能够尽心，毫无阻拦。
So church leaders are chosen and appointed by God in order to show our respect and love for the Lord. We should obey them so that they will do their best for the work of the Lord without any hindrance.
弟兄姐妹，我们对教会的牧者，我们要顺服。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to submit to the leaders of the church.
阿门吗？
You amen?
阿门吗？
Amen?
好。
Good.
所以说自己卑微是顺服的关键，也是成圣的关键。
So humbling yourself is the key to obedience.And it is also the key to sanctification.
第三个，我们讲怎么样能够顺服呢？第一个，我们要祷告；第二个呢，我们要卑微；第三个呢，我们要把神的话要行出来。
So to obey, we need to pray. And second, we need to humble ourselves. And the third is to put God's word into practice.
世界上最远的距离是什么？
You know what is the furthest distance in this world?
世界上这么大，最远的距离是什么？
So what is the longest distance in this world?
太平洋。
Is it the Pacific Ocean?
大西洋。
Or Atlantic Ocean?
有人说是知道到做到的距离是最远的距离。
And people say the furthest distance is the distance from knowing to doing.
你知道了和做到了，这段距离是最远的。
From knowing to doing is the longest distance.
可能有人知道了，他一辈子都没做到。
Because there might be people that know, and in the light in their lifetime, they've never
done. 我们成圣的距离是什么呢？是从信心到行为的距离。
So the distance of sanctification is the distance from faith to works.
我们对成圣的道理是明白的，但是呢，能不能做到呢？
So we all understand and know the concept of sanctification, but can we live it out?
这是摆在我们每个人面前的问题。
That is a problem before all of us.
不少信主的人重视读经，也重视查经，重视祷告，可惜是动口不动手。
Many believers pay attention to reading the Bible or studying the Bible and praying, but unfortunately,They just work their mouth and not their hands.
没有把神的话把它行出来。
They didn't live out God's word.
甚至也没有去按照神的话去尝试去做。
And they didn't use the God's word to experience God, to live it out.
失去了很多蒙恩的机会。
And they've lost many opportunities to receive grace.
这是不顺服的神的话的一个表现。
And that is a sign of disobedience to the word of God.
看得见吧？这是一本书。
This is from a cover of a book.
我这个书带来了。我刚才我有这一本书来。这本书叫做《你认》。为你行你就行这本书是由罗曼·温森特·皮尔牧师写的
And this is a book titled If You Think You Can Do It, You Can Do It and is written by Reverend Roman Vincent Peale
这本书讲的是如何应用圣经的力量来开创人生的事业
And it's about how to use the power of the Bible to create a career in life
这本书被五位美国总统推荐。
And this was recommended by five of the U.S. presidents.
他一生，这个作者一生给2000万人做过激动人心的讲演。
And he gave inspirational speeches to nearly 20 million people in his lifetime.
今天，我从当中找一个例子跟大家一起来分享。
And I chose an example from this book to share with you.
这个作者有一次在讲完了这个讲座之后演讲之后呢有一个听众呢就找到他。
So after this author gave a speech, a person from the audience came up to him and asked him.
他说我有一件重大的事情想跟你谈一谈。
And he said, I have something important I want to talk to you about, okay?
他们找了一个地方坐下来。
So they sat down.
这个听众就说，我有一大笔生意，如果成功了，这一辈子就不用担心了。如果失败了，那我一生就完蛋了。
So the person in the audience said, I have a big idea for this business. And if it succeeds, I don't have to worry about finances for the rest of my life. But if it fails...Then my life is over.
这作者呢就跟他说，没有什么事情可以决定一生的。成功了当然好，没有成功，明天仍然是光明的一天。
And the author responds to him and said, "There is nothing that can determine a lifetime. Of course, it is good to succeed, but if there is no success, tomorrow will still be a bright day."
作者呢就在一个纸上写了一句话。
And the author wrote wrote some words on a napkin.
他就把它递给这个听众。
And he handed it to that person in the audience.
他就讲你在回家的路上呢，你就多念几遍。
And he says, read these words on this napkin on your way home multiple times.
你上床的时候呢，再多念几遍。
And when you're in bed, read it a few more times.
明天早上起床的时候呢，再念三遍。
And when you wake up, read it three more times.
在开会的路上呢，你再念三遍。
And on your way to the meeting, read it three more times.
你念的时候要有信心。
And when you read it, be confident.
这样呢，你就有足够的力量能够来处理好这件事情。
Then you will have the strength and the capacity to handle it in your meeting.
今后你遇到任何事情都用这个方法来处理。
And do this in everything you encounter in the future.
这个听众就接过这个纸条。
And the person in the audience took this napkin.
看到这句话是这么写的。
And he saw those words that were written.
哦。我靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
啊，刚才那个作者就跟他讲了啊，你应该对自己没有信心，你要分析一下。
And the author also explains to the person in the audience, if you lack confidence, you should find out the root cause or the reason.
然后呢，他说我给你一个啊。比较快的一个办法，对你可能是有帮助的。
But I can also give you something immediately that can help you.
就是刚才讲的，我靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。
And those are the words from the verse in Philippians chapter 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
这个听众呢，站起来接过这个纸条。
And that person in the audience stood up, took that napkin.
然后呢，他站了一会儿，就说谢谢。
And he gave the author, he said thank you to the author.
后来他告诉这个作者。
And later he tells the author.
他说这句短短的圣经的一句话，为他创造了奇迹。
And that those words, that short sentence from that verse in the Bible, worked miracles for him.
我靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
成圣难不难？
Is it hard to be holy?
顺服难不难？
Is it hard to obey?
我们来念这句话，大家一道来念。
Let us read this verse together.
我靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。你能够顺服。
You can
你能够成圣
obey, and you can be holy.
但是你要靠着那加给你力量的，你要去做。
But you have to do those things and do it through him who strengthens you.
阿们吗？
Amen.
希望这句话，这是圣经当中最宝贵的一句话。
This is one of the most precious and valuable.
我希望你把这句话给记住。
I pray that you can memorize this verse.
我们读经就是要用，把这句话给用上。你不管做什么事情，就靠这句话。
When we study the Bible, we need to use those words in our life.
阿们吧。
Amen.
我们大家再来念一遍。
Let us read this together again. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. If you think you can do it, you can do it.
好，我们大家来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，感谢和赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢主，今天你给通过这段经文，你来教导我们。
Thank you, Lord, for using this passage to teach us.
我们是一个不顺服的人。
We are disobedient people.
我们是悖逆的人。
And we rebel against you.
所以说，我们在成圣的道路上有很大的难处。
So that's why we have challenges in our process of sanctification.
通过今天的这段经文，让我们以主耶稣为榜样。
But through this passage, let Christ be our example.
通过祷告跟神建立亲密的关系。
Through prayer, let us build an intimate relationship with God.
从亲密关系当中我们得到神的旨意得到神的能力
and through this intimate relationship with God we can know God's will and gain strength
但是我们也要把我们自己摆上尽上我们的责任
but we also have to fulfill our responsibility and humble ourselves
就是我们要卑微自己
and that is to humble ourselves
我们只有把自己的身段放下来
let us give up our authority, our position,
我们才能够顺服
so that we can submit.
我们也教导我们，我们能够啊，借着神的话语的能力，凡事
we can rely on the spirit, the strength of the spirit.
我们凡事都能
so that we can do all things.
来解决我们各样的难题
to solve all of our problems.
感谢主
we thank you, Lord.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这本书啊，能够看的这本书呢，大家我带来了，你也别不要向我借，但是呢
，That book I brought it, but don't.
我不是小气啊。
It's not because I'm stingy.
在网上可以 download.
Because you can download it yourself.
这本书啊，你可以免费的 download.
And you can download it for free.
Okay.
It's not Roman. It's Norman.
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 The author is Norman.
你读过，知道这个人。这本书非常好。我跟你讲，我在看的时候，我是很久以前买的看的。
It's a really good book. I've read it.
这个东西以后都卡掉了啊。卡掉不要紧，那我就可以的。这本书我们有时候啊，在中，要读圣经，我们要做见证，我们也要有一些属灵的书籍也要读，啊，这个可以把别人的见证呢，能够来激励我们，是吧？这个是五个美国总统在推荐这本书，是吧？这不是川普，也不是拜登介绍的。
So it's a really good book. It's recommended by five U.S. presidents.
这是好几十年前的总统。所以说呢，这本书非常好。我上次也介绍过一本书，那本书好像是要买的。那本书可以向我借，但是呢，但是要还给我。不过我现在想到了，人我活了这把年纪了，你不还我也可以。好，再见。